Die wijzijnen stralen zijn herrlijke vleugel. Vlees van de Bastille der Slaan, dat straalt en glänzt er wie feierige Flut. Wijn is dieses Wasser bekam, auszählig ich bitte dich kam, und zu diesen herrlichen Strahl. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, O Glaube, es lebt
für dich. Wohin diesen
Strauch sich nur immer ergibt, da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar. Es schmeckt so lieblich und fein. Es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Er macht die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser des Lebens, das ist diese Flut, durch Jesum ergießet sie sich. Sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut, o Sünde, vergaß er für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn du Stetter komme und trinke sich satt, da rufet der Geist und die Braut, wenn du in den Straume gewaschen sie hast, der angeht sie Gottes anschaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich.
There's everything in this song here that kind of proves to you where you're on board. It's der strahlet und glänzet wie feurige Glut. Like there's a fire and telling people the truth. There's something behind it. It's a word of truth. Der strahlet und glänzet wie feurige Glut. Wenn ist dieses Wasser bekannt. That's what this message got. That we're putting out here on a day-to-day basis. A fiery ember. If people can only listen. And they say, wenn dirstet, they come and drink a sixat. If you don't have no hunger, this is just entertainment to a lot of people. But to you and I, it's life. And it's a matter of life and death. It's where it's at here. When you analyze that the wording, and heilet die Kranken und stärk von der Bar. If you're part of this here stream, the sky's the limit. Like that, my cousin Paul, everybody knows that Paulus from Bloomfield. He's been known everywhere. Everybody knows him. Everybody knows of him. He died here yesterday, I guess it was 2 days ago. And I don't know nothing spiritually about him, about that stream. We sent him some books, I think, a couple of times, and the fish don't bite, you know. That's how you can gauge somebody if he's on board or not. And there was no hunger there. Das Wasser fließt frei, mechen ihr Seele, und glaube, es fließt für dich. See, when we send these books out, we don't send them out there to try to convert them to our way of thinking. It's the Lord moves on our hearts, like middle of the night, he might wake me up and bring him to my attention, and then what do? Let's see where he's at. We'll send him a book, see if the fish bite. But the fish didn't bite, you know. In fact, it was the opposite, like mocking. They think that you and I are a statue of mockery, you know, and they see us and they think about, automatically their mind goes into mocking, you know. That stone, you know, when they saw that stone when they built that temple there, there was a stone always in the way, to the point where they just threw them out of the town dump. And that's the way you and I are. When they see us and they hear about it, their mind and their whole demeanor goes into a mocking and it was another one of his stupid books to throw them out, or some might read them, and then, but it's exactly what it says here. Erstrahlet und glänzt wie feurige Glut. Wenn ist dieses Wasser bekannt? This is that stream, whether you like it or not, whether it comes from mother, it doesn't matter where it comes from. If you can recognize truth, if you cannot recognize that stream, Weisein und Schnau, that's in hell. When we were introduced to that stream, we got, there was a hunger in our soul. We wanted more of it. We didn't run the other way when we heard about what's going on here in the 20th century, that God sent the prophet. We wanted more, and we dug in, and I couldn't get enough of it. And then we went up to the next chapter. That stream keeps running. Mm-hmm. And I was left behind. I didn't come to this till about 94, 95, and yet that stream came back in 1912, whenever Ministry of Brother Brenham started. 1930 or something, and he kept on going for 40 years, and we just happened to tap into it because we had a hunger, hunger and a thirst. Like it says in the book of Revelation, come whoever is a thirst, let him come. If you don't have a hunger, that this thing is nothing to you.
Like why would you go to a stream if you're not thirsty? It's only that thirst and that hunger that leads you to that stream. And a thirst and a hunger for the ways of God that will lead you to want to get to know him, you know, and where he's at in time.
See, when the final chapter is written, it all depends on the final chapter. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because we're thinking about the final chapter. When all the shaking is going to be done, the only thing that'll be standing, it's the true word of God. That's why we don't do these celebrations. We don't do the Easter thing. We don't do the New Year thing on January 1. We don't do all these fancy things because it's not scriptural. At the end of the day, we got to look at the end of the day. You're going to find out you wasted your way your life. You've just been deceived. You've been took. And there's no such a thing in the Bible. And the early church is celebrating a Christmas or a New Year or even Easter. Mm-hmm. They did a Passover thing, but they never did the Easter thing because the way Satan has set it up now, they have the Easter any time of the day. You got it at Easter time, but it's hardly ever where it's truly the Passover.
That's day. Right. Mm-hmm.
The Passover was on a really on a Friday night, and then Thursday night was the Passover, then Friday, and then according to biblical standards, then Friday he was crucified right on the right on the Passover. And then if you want to get like we do it because it's biblical. We do the Passover. We don't do the Easter, but we do the Passover, and we do it. We'll do it like now. It's the 13 days from today is the Passover. That's when we give it recognition. Because at the end of the day, it's what's going to count. It doesn't matter what you have to go through here in the meantime. Let people mock you if they want. It's the end of the day that counts. End of the journey that matters. But in the meantime, I don't mind being rejected and all that stuff and persecuted. You got to have your sights on the goal. You know, the goal is at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we live for. And the deer painted all the water, so my soul longed after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my fear. You alone may my spirit. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
You were my friend, and
you are my brother,
even though you are a king.
I love you more than any
other,
so much more than anything. You do you alone may my spirit you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You
joy
the giver in the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone we must be revealed. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any
other,
so much more than anything. You alone are my strength and shield. You alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart desire, and I long to worship you. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus
I shall see when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be. With my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Down here my steps grow weary, and the road is rough and long. Sometimes I feel I'm all alone, but I still carry on. For a brighter day is coming, and it thrills my heart to know there'll be a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road. When I stroll down the streets of pure gold, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. But on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning future after such faraway gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in the vain. So I'm laying up my treasure, and I'm working my way home, where there's a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road. When I stroll down the streets of pure gold, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. But on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning futures as they search for earthly gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in the vain. So I'm laying up my treasure, and I'm working my way home, where there's a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of life's road. When I stroll down the streets of pure gold, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. But on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. But on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end. of the road.
It's the end of the day that counts. In the meantime, the rest don't matter.
So turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face.
And the things of this world will grow strangely dim. And the light of his glory and grace. So turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look far to his wonderful face. And the things of this world will grow strangely dim, and the light of his glory and grace. So turn your eyes upon Jesus, look far to his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim, and the light of his glory and grace. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath store. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trump that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer. Be jubilant, not beat. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
I want to show you something here. Kind of continue on that. The new year, eh? Mm-hmm. The new year is yesterday. But I'll show you where all this stuff comes from. Isaiah 14, I'll start at verse 12. Thou art the fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. Like back then it was still called Lucifer before he fell. Thou art the fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. Thou art cut down to the ground, which is weak in the nation. And here's what his ambition was. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That was his ambition back then. And then God called him in check, and he told him, Thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. I'll lead it in a different translation here. He was daydreaming, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Daydreaming is a very bad thing to do. Look how you have fallen from the sky. Shining one, son of the dawn, you have been cut down to the ground. O conqueror of the nations. You said to yourself, see, you were daydreaming. People daydream, eh? You said to yourself, I will climb up to the sky above the stars. I will set my throne. I will rule on the mountain of assembly of the remote slopes of Saphon. I will climb up to the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you were brought down to Sheol, to the remote slopes of the pit. See, that was Satan's ambition back there, to be like the Most High God. Mm-hmm. And he wanted that worship. And that he was a created being. He was just an angel, and God gave him the responsibility to run the show and all. One day he decided, it's not good enough. I want to be like the Most High. I want to be everywhere present. I want to be nowhere absent. I want to be like the Most High. I want that worship for myself. Because God is an object of worship. And he decided one day he wants that place. He's mm-hmm. going to go up. He's going to see God. And that's his ambition to this very day. Everything that's going on in the world around us is everything to do. Is behind it the spirit of Satan. Behind it is the prince of the power of the air. Jesus called him the prince of the world. Mm-hmm. And he still had that ambition. Just because he got kicked out of there, he took that ambition with him. And then he began on a rampage. And he's been looking for trouble ever since. But at the bottom and the bottom end of it, he wants that worship. And he's going to get it. By hook or by crook, and the only way he can get that worship is through deception. Mm-hmm. And he's been working at that ever since day one, and here, and what we're trying to just expose him for who he is. What's the scoop about these pagan holidays? Back in the Old Testament, they had their pagan thing, and behind it was the spirit of Satan, because he wanted that worship. And he still wants it to this day. And now here in the New Testament, when Jesus came and he said, it's finished, and he went to Calvary, and Satan is sitting in the background. And the background is lurking, still lurking, that ambition. I want to be worshipped like the Most High. I still want that position. So what did he do? He comes up with these religious holidays. See, the early church, they had only one thing, Sunday. When Sunday came around, they worshiped the Lord on the first day of the week. That's the only celebration that they had. And as time went on, Satan is sitting in the background, and he's still drunk on that worship. He wants that worship to this very day. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I say, he's going to get it by hook or by crook. So what does he do? He sets up these pagan, we call it paganism, it's pagan holidays. And before you know it, the early church, they went to sleep. They died out, and fell over. After our departure, Satan will come, and grievous wolves will come in. But behind these grievous wolves is the spirit of Satan, because he wants that worship. And before you know it, that they had all these Sunday holidays, or mm-hmm. Religious holidays. They had, all of a sudden, they bring in this pagan thing, the Christmas. From now on, we're going to recognize Christ's birthday at the sun worshiping God. Mm-hmm. See what Constantine did? He brought in all these so-called Christians and amalgamated with the sun worshippers, because the sun worshippers, they were worshiping the sun on December 25th. So he decided that you got to see the spirit of Satan. He's going to get that worship one way or another. He's going to, because he still has that same ambition to this day. So he brings in the Christ's birthday on December 25th. Once mm-hmm. we found out about, we dropped that thing like a hot potato, and we ran from that Christmas celebration thing, because behind it is the spirit of Satan. And people, so-called Christian people, they go to church at Christmas time, and they do this, that, and the other. And they just, all they're doing, they're worshiping Satan, because behind it is the spirit of Satan wanting that worship. And they're doing out there. But now Satan is mixing in religiology. Mm-hmm. He's bringing in these Christian songs, so to speak. But behind it, all Lana Seta gets his worship. He don't mind you singing all these Christian songs, Silent Night, Hark the Herald's Angels Sing. Oh, he's okay with all that because behind the scenes, he's getting that worship. And like I say, he's going to get that worship by hook or by crook. And you and I, we have to be sober, we have to be vigilant, and we watch that thing and we see it develop. All it is satanic worship. And then what he does then, he somehow managed to put that new year back in January 1, and he hijacks everything. And it makes it look so holy, and we come along and we say things, oh, these guys are blaspheming. No, we're just telling you the way it is. He's bringing in January. He can start at December 25th. It's a pagan thing. And then he goes and he's not satisfied. He wants some more. He wants a January 1 thing, and then he wants to be celebrated at the New Year's. And we're talking mostly about these Hutterites and these religious groups. They're all drunk with that wine of that fornication. And they're clueless what they're doing. So what they do, New Year, they bring these songs out, and the lessons gain and trade. And that's how I got the Valkyrie. He thinks of nature, and he weaves it in to Christianity, to his religiology. And before you know it, Satan has hijacked it, and he wants that worship. He wants it on Christmas, then he wants it on New Year's, and then he goes, he's not satisfied, then he puts up a holiday with the three wise men somewhere in January, and behind it is the spirit of Satan. I think you went and investigated. It was completely something else. What the devil takes, he uses the three wise men, and then he makes a religious holiday out of it, mm-hmm. and then they go and worship the devil. And then he does the same thing with that Easter. There is no such a thing as an Easter in the early church. We just happen to tap into it and find out it's a pile of garbage. It's all it is. It's a Satan worship. That thing. We want to. What we do, we recognize the Passover. We got nothing to do with that Easter thing because we found out behind it is the spirit of Satan. You read it yesterday. I don't know just exactly what it was, but behind it all is Satan wanting that worship, but he comes along hiding himself. As long as he gets the worship, he don't mind if you sing all these gospel songs and all this stuff. As long as he gets that worship that he wanted back before in the prehistoric, before he fell. He had an ambition. He wants to be worshipped, but he's going to see God by crook. And that's what his ambition is. He wants to see everything that reminds him of God or of Jesus or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And that's the battle that we're in. Right? We're just here to expose the devil.
That's right.
Heavenly Father, give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for the Lord. I just pray, Lord, you continue to do with us as you see fit, Lord. Lead and guide us by your Spirit. Help us with this very important message, Lord. And we're trying to expose how Satan is behind all these holidays, all these, what it's evolved into, pagan holidays, pagan worship. It's all it is, Lord. And we're trying to open up the hearts of the people, and we're trying to bring it out in today's language and today's world, Lord. All it is behind is the spirit of Satan, wanting that worship that he's always wanted, Lord. I just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, Lord. I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And that's just at the end of the day. That's all we're talking about, the end of the day, when everything is going to be done and the shaking of all things will be done. The only thing that will stand is the absolute true word of God. People that have exercised themselves. See, we don't care what happens to us. We know they're going to persecute us. We know we're going to be hated. We know that we're going to be put out of their synagogues and everything under the sun. We know we're going to be made fun of and mocked just like it was in the days of Noah, just like it was in the days of Jesus. He was mm-hmm. put out of their synagogue. And anybody that had identified with Jesus, they were put out of the synagogues. And that we look at history and right through biblical history to the dark ages. Anybody that had anything to do with that stream that we're talking about, anything that had anything to do with Christianity, with true biblical Christianity,
Anybody that had anything to do with the ministry of the Apostle Paul, they were put to death, and they were butchered and slaughtered by the millions throughout the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. And those people that identified with Irenaeus, and those people that identified with Columba and with Martin, all these churches, people that were part of that string, they were persecuted. And it's the same thing today. The reason you and I were put in the out when I told that Hutterite, these leaders, I don't know if you could really call them leaders, whatever you want to call them, there's no words to describe how wicked these people are in the pulpit. And here, just because I stood up and told God sent the prophet and that baptism that you got is of the devil, man, you got till sundown to get out of here with your garbage. And see, that's what happens when you stand up for truth, when you're part of that stream. And to you, it doesn't bother us because we're used to it. In fact, there's no other life we want to live because it's all part of the program. We tapped into something that's priceless, and we ain't about to give up now, because it's just everything that's good is in there. The Lord goes out before us, and He does so many good things for us. He's allowed us to see what's going on. He took the rapture, and He allowed us to see what's the scoop of this new year, what's the scoop of this religious holiday. Behind it is the Spirit of Satan, wanting that worship. Of course He hides behind this so-called holiness, if you know what I'm trying to say. He hides behind religiology as long as at the end of the day that the bottom line is as long as He gets that worship. But He does not want you to tap in to the message for your day. That's when you're going to be persecuted. If anybody finds out you're identified with Sam and Lorraine, believe you me, you are going to be persecuted. It's just that simple.
That's right. And you can trace all that back to Roman Catholicism. You can trace the holidays that Rome used, those pagan holidays, and that's how Satan slowly infiltrated Christianity, and merged all the Christian holidays with those pagan holidays, and that's how he knew he was gonna get worshipped. If he does that, just like back in his beginning there, when he decided he is going to go up against the Most High and be like the Most High and be worshipped. And he uses things in society. You can see how Roman Catholicism, the Church of Rome, was a good church in Rome at the beginning there. The Jewish people, they were not Christian people, those Jews. They kind of stirred up problems in Rome so that the emperor chased them out of Rome. And what happened was the Christians that were in Rome were real Christians there at the Church of Rome, and they had to leave too. So started to get infiltrated with paganism, and that's how they started to worship saints that have gone on, and that's how it came to be Roman Catholicism, because Roman Catholicism replaced old Rome, like the Kingdom of Rome. They replaced that. That's nowadays you're not gonna hear about Rome, right? Rome faded out. That Kingdom of the Roman Emperors and the Caesars, that died out. Then the Holy Roman Empire took over. That Roman Catholic Church apparatus took over, and that's how Satan, like even the name that Pope name that he has, I'm not sure how if I'm gonna say it right, but his name is something like Vicarius Felidae, something like that. Anyway, what it means is a substitute of Jesus, and in it Satan wants that worship. So they're worshiping this Pope man, and like this girl that went down to, or Jesus gave a tour to hell. She saw that behind all those statues of the saints, there was a serpent behind it, a demon wanting to be worshipped. So when you see those statues of those saints, like the statue of Mary or so forth, behind it is a demon that wants to be worshipped. And because Mary would never want to be worshipped, and neither would any of those old patriarchs, the saints, be want to be worshipped. That is driven by a spirit. And that's the same way with these holidays. Behind these holidays, there is a pagan ritual of worship that comes back before even Christianity was here. What happened with Constantine merged Christianity with paganism, and then it started worshiping that the sun god at Christmas, saying that it was the day of Jesus' birth. And then the new year, the January 1, is really worshiping that Roman god of Janus. It's all, and even January 6 will say the Egyptian used to worship the god of heaven. You can find the history of what's really behind those days that they have put in and told the people, this is the year, the Epiphany, when the three wise men came. Mm-hmm. But it's all been infiltrated, just like that Easter has been infiltrated. And behind those holidays is a spirit. And the spirit of Satan at the end of the day is the one that gets worshipped, because people are ignorant of these things. They've been doing it for centuries, and Satan slowly weaves himself into the framework, and people are so oblivious to it, and then the end of the day, they end up worshiping him, just like his desire was back in his beginning when he said, I'm going to go up against the Most High, and I'm going to be worshipped like the Most High. And that's still his ambition. And that's why you have to find out the truth of the matters, so that you come to the knowledge of the truth and not worship Satan at the end of the day.
See, the truth is out all over town that we're troublemakers, but see, the bottom line, we're just taking the reps off, because we're part of that stream. We're following that stream, and as time goes on, how we're doing, we're just fulfilling Scripture, because the Scripture says that at the end time, God's going to expose everything. He's going to take the reps off, and the mystery of wickedness shall be revealed, and all these things. We're just knowing we're at the end of the time. We're just, by the grace of God, taking the reps off, and we're showing you these holidays, this is nothing but Satan worship. That's why we run from that Christmas thing. I did that 20, 30 years ago when I found out about it. And then that New Year thing. I sat here one day, what's with all these parties and all these, that ball being dropped on New Year's. And I looked at it, and I found out, lo and behold, it's nothing but Satan worship. The New Year began, the first new moon after the spring equinox. That's when I started giving it recognition, and I dropped that New Year's like a hot potato. And then people would say to me, Merry Christmas or Happy New Year, stuff like that. I just don't even give an ear. I just keep on going. See, we don't do that. We don't go near that stuff, because now our eyes are open. Now we understand what all this is about. Nothing but first-class paganism, first-class Satan worship. That's all it is at the end of the day. Then they come on, the next thing after New Year, they come on, we're going to celebrate the three wise men, you know. And then it's worth celebrating. But what Satan does, he uses something that people know, that it's in the Bible, that the three wise men came. So he wants that worship, and behind it, he uses the three wise men as an excuse, just like he did with that Christmas thing, as an excuse. Now this is Christ's birthday, like the New Year. Now this is the New Year. And he keeps on being worshipped, and people don't even know what's going on. They just do it because their parents did it, and their parents did it, and their forefathers did it, and all along, it's like a chain reaction, and it just... But here we come along, and we put a stop to it, and we just don't give it recognition. That's we don't worship the devil on that day. That's all it is Satan worship. And then we don't do it. Oh, did you hear what them stupid idiots are doing? They had a New Year. Yesterday they celebrated the New Year. And then You know, the news goes out all over town, you know. They're thinking they're doing God a service by slandering us, but see, you and I, it's the end of the day that counts.
That's
right. When everything is going to be settled and everything is going to be done away, that's the end of the church, end of the day you get your payday. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be found faithful and you didn't buckle under all the pressures that they tried to put on, trying to intimidate us. But see, we got the number. We got the devil's number, and we see the spirit behind him because Jesus said, the prince of this world. He called him the prince of this world, and he still had that same ambition that he had way back in the prehistoric, millions and millions of years ago, when he decided one day there came a time and there came an opportunity for him to go up and try to unseat God. And then that's when God called him in check, and he kicked him out, sent him down right into hell. And that's where he's going. And for some reason or another, he's still allowed. He's not tied up yet. He's still allowed to roam and do all his mischief. But see, it's up to you and me to be sober, to be vigilant. There's no greater joy for me in life right now than to be able to get up in the morning. And like this morning, the Lord woke me up around 5 o'clock to get up and then pray for quite a while, and then once we get going, we have some songs, and then we have a conversation. There's no greater joy in my life than to do that, because that's what God wants us to do. We finally kept in to what God has honed us out to do, to put out these daily breads, and we let people know what's going on, where it's at, and today we're just yesterday, and today we let people know that it's a new year. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to fall for that January 1. We're going to recognize, we don't celebrate like that. We just going to recognize that today, yesterday, was the new year. The first spring, first new moon after the spring equinox. Mm-hmm. Now the moon is in the waxing position now. It's getting bigger and bigger. And for 13 days from now, there'll be that Passover when we're going to recognize the Passover. You won't recognize the Passover when the world does it, because that's not where it's at. It's just the first new moon after the spring equinox, and from there it's 14 days to the Passover. It might be on a Sunday, it might be on a Thursday, it might be on a Tuesday, whatever the Passover falls when that new moon shows up.
That's
but
right.
See, the world churches, they just do it on Friday no matter what, mm-hmm. no matter where the moon is. They don't go to the moon. They don't look at the moon. It could be a new moon on that day. Or well, I don't know what it was this year. But it sure was not the full moon when they did it. Some years it'll work out that it's on a Friday when they have the Passover.
And this year it works out that way.
Yeah, this year, it was on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But most years it doesn't. So, mm-hmm. But we stay with the Passover right after the spring equinox.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we operate.
That's
here. We
right.
don't fall for Satan's garbage.
Uh-huh. It says in Matthew 10, verse 25, it is enough for the disciples that he be as his master, and the servant as his lord. If they called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? That's the same way they call Jesus all kinds of names. And when you go against the mainstream of things, you're going to be called just like they call Jesus. They'll call you crazy and a lunatic and everything under the sun too, because you're going against Satan's agenda out there. That's all what you see in the world is Satan's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And the holidays and everything, the religion, the denominations, the synagogues, that's all Satan's agenda, that Babylon part. And it says, fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. See, these things have been made known to us.
Mm.
What all this entails, Satan's apparatus, how he has infiltrated every aspect of society just to get that worship. And people fall for it wholesale because they're ignorant. But you know, there's no excuse for ignorance and these things. That's why God sent a prophet to help us out of that state of state of confusion that we were in, because that's what Babylon means, confusion. Is that's all it can ever bring people, is confusion. But when you slowly unravel Satan's web of deception, you find out behind all these holidays, these rituals, is a pagan form of worship, and in the end, Satan is a spirit there behind those holidays. Don't ever forget that there is not a spirit behind those holidays. Behind that Christmas, December 25, is a spirit. And in that, when people celebrate that Christmas, they're actually worshiping that spirit. The same way with January 1 and that Epiphany, and the same way with this Easter, they are celebrating the goddess of fertility.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the spring, that is what the spirit behind it, back in the day that they have started to bring upon this day of worshiping the goddess of fertility. And you can trace it back, way back to the days of Nimrod. And that's why God called Abraham out of those Chaldeans. That's what he pulled him out of. And that's what God is pulling us out of. The same Chaldean ritual pagan worshiping idolatry that is out there, and into a place and him where you and serve the true and living God, not those pagan rituals.
Amen to that. That's why we don't fall for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we keep ourselves pure from all that garbage, and then we're the culprits. But see, all we're doing, it says, the mystery of iniquity be revealed.
Amen.
Here we're in the closing days of time, and God just happened to find two people that are not afraid of whether they're going to be persecuted. They've put their life on the line, and that's all we're doing. We're bringing everything out. We're exposing the mystery of iniquity. That's all that mm-hmm. these pagan holidays, these Sunday worshipers and all that stuff, it's nothing but worshiping the devil, because he's infiltrated. He's formed a web, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and he mixes Christianity, religious song, and he doesn't mind that, as long
mm-hmm.
as at the end of the day, he is going to get that worship.
Right.
And I've been studying that for quite some time, the same with that, giving toys. Starts with children, he gives them toys at Christmas. Behind that giving toys at Christmas is just Satan. He still knows. He knew back then God can be everywhere present and nowhere absent. So he comes out with this Santa Claus idea. That the kids are so brainwashed that how can Santa Claus be here and then he's somewhere in Montreal the same night? And he's behind it. You got to see the spirit of Satan behind.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be worked, and he wants to be everywhere present and nowhere absent.
Mm-hmm.
Only God, that great eternal spirit, can be everywhere present and nowhere absent. But
right.
Satan, he wants the whole package. So he gets it by hook or by crook, and by deceiving, starts with children, deceiving them, that all of a sudden on Christmas Day, there's a sock there and at the chimney, you see, that Santa Claus comes down the chimney, and he feels about all it is deception. When you analyze, you step back, that Santa Claus thing is all just behind it. It's the spirit of Satan wanting to be everywhere present and nowhere absent.
Mm-hmm.
He still got that ambition. He wasn't playing game. He was serious. He wanted to have all of God's attributes. He wanted that worship. He wanted to be everywhere present and nowhere absent. But see, God's grace, because we decided one day we want to follow Jesus, and we didn't care what they do to us. They put our life on the line. Now God has given us the understanding of the spirit that's behind it. Like these holidays, these Sunday holidays, and these celebrating holidays, these New Year holidays, and these Easter holidays. Behind it, we got to recognize the spirit of Satan. He wants that worship, and he's going to get it by hook or by crook.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly by deception.
That's right.
And people do it wholesale, and they don't even know that they're worshiping the devil.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we give you thanks, Lord, for the word of truth, Lord, because we can expose the unfruitful works of darkness, and how Satan has spun his web of deception in society, Lord, and he wants to be worshipped, Lord, with all these holidays that are out there, are actually behind it as the spirit of Satan, and in it, at the end of the day, he's the one that gets worshipped. So we just want to bring it to the light, Lord, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, the mystery of iniquity, and all these things that Satan has infiltrated in society. We just want to give you thanks, Lord, for allowing us to see those things and drawing a picture so people can see what's behind it all. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.